Chema. So, as we know, 17th November is a very special day, and there are different ways people observe this day, to each his own, but you must remember that for a long time, the mother would say, from 1962 April onwards, she would keep on saying, I am no longer in the body. At one point, she says something very interesting. She says, how to explain? It's not that I am not in the body, I am in consciousness. That has been for a long time. But the body is outside me. This is very interesting. What is the difference? I am not in the body means consciousness has come out of the body. Yogis, great yogis can do that. But not momentarily, all the time. But now she says, it's not that I am not in the body is outside me. Means all her being has become now, actually in a way it's a hint that she has formed her own individual, whatever we may say, body made of consciousness and bliss or whatever that she describes much later. But still the physical body she has kept. Why she has kept? So that she can work upon matter. So there is a difference between the two. And then she says later on as it goes, she says that what is the relation with this body that I have? The only relation that I have with this body is of pain. And she says pain is the sign of falsehood. So she has to win the victory. She says there is no other relation. She is not only not in the body is outside her. They said they are two different. She is completely now, like we say, this is outside me. Not that I am in it and I am out of that. So whether the body is there or not there, it doesn't matter in any ways. But she is keeping it to work upon it. But to keep the body, she has to pay a price. The tax that falsehood extracts. That is pain. So when you look at the mother's journey and the kind of pain that she goes through, she says, speaks of that. Every nerve aches and pains and suffers. Some people ask that, you know, why do great sadhaks, and she is the, of course, greatest of greatest. Why does she? Now we don't understand the difference because they think it's same thing like everybody. No, they can any time come out of it. They can any time say, snap the cord. They are doing it out of compassion. It's just her compassion and love that from 62 onwards, she continues to act and work upon matter, bearing all the pain for our sake. So this is the one part, which is very important to remember, that she has not gone, like people say. There is no proper word we can use for this day. Mahasamadhi is certainly just a it just doesn't go on this day. Why? Because Mahasamadhi generally, one is Samadhi when you withdraw from the body into a state of trance. Mahasamadhi is used for yogis that now they have finally merged into the absolute. But that is not the case here. So what word we should use? Words are inadequate. We can say the day of transformation. We can say the day of leap. One day I was content. Leap. Just like 5th December is the day of divine sacrifice. This is the day of the great leap. He suddenly took a leap and we couldn't see because our eyes are glued into this little face. And we have spoken about it. But then, what do we do? What is for us to be done? And that's where she has left all these things, plenty, that you know what we should do. It's not about mother is physically present or not present and we have to write a letter whether we get a response or not. So now she says, this is a message of the mother. I am always present, near you, in you, and my blessings come with me. This is the fundamental truth. Outwardly, work is going on. Physical transformation, world transformation, we need not get into that. But this is always the fundamental truth. What is the fundamental truth? I am always present. Where are you present? In the ashram? In your room? Near you. Near me? Where? In you. and my blessings come with me. There was this lady, I'm forgetting, public department who had started, and she once narrates an experience that she was 17 November 1974. She is going to mother's room and suddenly she hears this voice. Now I am not just in my room, I am everywhere. That's what we have, Nalinida's vision. So we have to reorient ourselves. It's wonderful to visit the room, it's not without doubt. But we must know that that's not the only thing. Most important is, she is always present, she is near us, she is in us. And her blessings come. Wherever she is present, we don't have to ask something extra. We are walking with the divine. Do we need to ask something? Doesn't he know what we need? Be sure that I am always present among you to guide and help you in your work and your sadhana. Now this present among you is with regard to, very clearly it qualifies, because the first is, I am near you, in you, I'll guide you and help you in your sadhana, in your work and your sadhana. So don't start, I want my lottery to come out and all my desires to be satisfied and this didn't happen. See, sometimes the action of truth is like it uncovers things which were hidden inside us. So she works in wonderful ways. So for the moment, so till we contact, what should we do? For the moment, the important thing is to cultivate this widening and deepening of the consciousness, which enables you to feel my constant presence with you, to feel it in a real and concrete way, which will bring you an immutable peace. How beautifully, see, step by step. How to find her? One is widen. Widen is what ego makes us stuck. Thinking about oneself, my problem, my difficulties, my family, come out of that. Some are busy with, you know, election in US. Some are busy with little affairs. Come out of all that. All that is going on. Widen. Look beyond the flow of time. Beyond the play of stars. Widen. And then she says, deepen. Deepen is surface events immediately moving us, bound to the senses. This happened today, that happened today, and people discuss and discuss and discuss. God knows how many times they discuss, how many angles about it, like the TV channel. It continues. So deepen means don't be moved by these surface events and jump at, just step back. Deepen. And then this is the path to feel my constant presence. What is the sign that we are, that presence means what? It must declare itself in some ways. He says constant peace. See, it's there even in our Atmarati. Atmarati. And those who find the self and take joy in the self. So sign of that peace and joy is they don't need anything else outwardly. They are with the world, they are in the world, they are doing everything, but they don't need something in the world or from the world to feel peace. It's always there with them. So how beautifully she describes, for the moment the important thing is to cultivate this widening and deepening of the consciousness. It has to be cultivated. See what a beautiful, cultivate is land. It takes time. You don't expect tomorrow I'll sit, I'll take a 10-day course in meditation and no. To cultivate. Some portions are difficult, tough. Some are easy to navigate. Fields of our nature. Cultivate. Cultivate this widening and deepening of the consciousness, which enables you to feel my constant presence with you. To feel it in a real and concrete way, which will bring you an immutable peace. Immutable. Unchanging peace. Whatever may happen. This is the gift that the divine gives. And then after we have contacted the presence, keep always this awareness of my constant loving presence and all will be all right. What a grand assurance. Constant loving presence and all will be all right. Have confidence. I am near you. Why are you worried, full of anxiety, fears, what may happen, what may not happen? Have confidence. See, here she has not used the word faith. Faith is very deep, profound. Confidence. Mother is there, she'll take care. If you have faith, you'll have no questions, nothing. Have confidence. And what is the basis of confidence? I am near you, wherever you may be. This part of the world, that part of the world, anywhere, I am near you. So I suppose, and then she closes this with all my tender love, you see. Tender love is something which understands your pain. It acts like a balm on your suffering. Tenderness, tender feelings. Tender feelings are for all the stress and strain that we go through in life, and you feel tenderly towards someone. So she says, with all my tender love. I think this is the state, this is the message that we have to keep with us on 17th and 18th and 19th and 20th and 21st, then every day. I'll read it again. I am always present, near you, in you, and my blessings come with me. Be sure that I am always present among you to guide and help you in your work and your sadhana. For the moment, the important thing is to cultivate this widening and deepening of the consciousness, which enables you to feel my constant presence with you, to feel it in a real and concrete way, which will bring you an immutable peace. Keep always this awareness of my constant loving presence, and all will be all right. Have confidence. I am near you with all my tender love. The mother. Jai Maa.